With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Tom Gunn says despite hardships due to the war in Iran, he believes the conflict must continue.
But in the long run, it is to our great national security advantage that we finally defang and neuter this terrorist revolutionary regime that has been spreading chaos and violence against the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week he mourns for those who have lost their lives in Operation Epic Fury and prays for those who've been injured. Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore says the U.S. war against Iran has temporarily disrupted the U.S. and global economies.
Everyone to decide themselves. And do you think that the short-term pain is worth the long-term gain? And, you know, that's for everyone to make their own decision. But I think we're going to see a resumption of the booming Trump economy.
And he spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network as well. The Pentagon made a surprising announcement this past week during the ongoing war against Iran. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a reason for their departures. It was an unusual personnel move during major combat operations in Iran. There are reports now that there could be even more changes coming up in the Trump administration. We get a closer look from correspondent Ken Lorman.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
Pam Bondi was removed as Attorney General following criticism of her handling of high-profile cases. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christian believers in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Lukasik says Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers whose suffering is well understood. This is SRN News. Haya Panjawi reports on a Michigan Easter tradition.
The annual marshmallow drop is hosted by Wayne County Parks. This year's event took place 2 hours apart in Trenton and Westland, Michigan. Hundreds of people cheered as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger unloaded the treats out of a sack and onto the grass below. David Alexander was in Westland with his two kids, 7 and 10 years old.
It was cool. It was a little wild. It was cool, though. It was fun, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the helicopter drop the do that little thingy-thingy. It was cool.
At each location, the helicopter made three passes, dropping marshmallows for kids in different age categories. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The White House is touting the March jobs report. It showed the economy added 178,000 new positions in March. That is nearly triple the number that economists had been predicting. More on these stories at srnnews.com.